stations promise outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, get ready for the best morning show on the internet. It's time for Sam in the Morning with Bruschetta, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Wednesday, February 22nd.
Wednesday.
It's hump day. Hump day, huh?
Yeah.
That's true.
I got a comment for everybody.
I got to get over the hump, man.
Hump day.
How you doing this morning?
I'm good, you know. I'm good. I was telling you about the LA Marathon that I'm doing.
Right. And when is this happening again?
So this is March 17th.
Okay.
But I have to have... Okay, this is random. So I had a conversation the other day with a friend who works at the Alliance for Children's Rights. And we'll have to have him come in, actually, and talk about it. It's a really cool program. And basically, what it is, it's kids they take out of abused homes. Mm-hmm. It's awesome. So whether it's abused homes or whether they're runaway or whatever it is, they take these kids and they put them into foster care, and good foster cares. But they were like on top of it. So it's not like a crappy foster care. Like, they watch everything.
Really?
Yeah. They're really a part of the kids' lives until they turn 21. They've got scholarship programs if the kids, like, you know, go to college or whatnot, to really encourage them, because a lot of foster kids, they wind up
Yeah, they're like neglected and abandoned and so forth. You're right. Yeah, and abused. And
exactly. And they become troubled and, you know, get in trouble and juvie halls and whatnot. And so this program, like, really helps them, and they really just encourage them. It's really cool. Mm. And they're all about, you know, good foster cares and good adoptions and whatnot. And they got 80 kids adopted, like, recently. And it's all local. Which is
Oh,
awesome.
So it's an LA-based thing.
It's LA. Right. No, they work for all over the U.S., uh-huh. but they do a lot with local as well.
I see.
So the marathon you can choose whatever you want to run for in the marathon, and I'm running for them, and I need to raise $1,000 by Friday.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Now, did you decide that amount, or is that what they want you to raise?
Well, they want you to raise a certain amount. I think it's like you get $300 and you get like a duffel bag, and $1,000 and your name goes on their shirt.
I see.
So I'm like, well, I wanna do something that's notable, you know? So I wanna raise that amount so that I can have a notable amount by Friday.
Right.
And I literally just decided this yesterday. So I started promoting it yesterday, and I already have $460.
Wow.
Yeah.
And you just started it yesterday.
Started it yesterday.
Wow.
So I wanna say thank you to you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, LA Talk Radio. And those others are Elvis Strange and Hotels of the Rich and Famous that I write for, and Benjamin Rowe and Studio Talent Group. So
wonderful.
Phil also did that.
And everybody's generous with you. You see, the thing is that you're such a nice, sweet person that everybody wants to give you money.
Aw, but it's for a good cause. It's for the kids, you know?
That's
so
true.
And there's a couple of people that said they would do it by the end of the week or today. So hopefully we'll see where it comes. What happens then? So I'll thank them as it happens. And I am tweeting about it. So anyone that that donates, I will tweet.
Uh-huh.
My Twitter goes to my Facebook, my website, Google, my IMDb. Yeah. It goes everywhere.
Yeah.
So and the good thing is, if you donate $100, I will at least $100. I will put your name or your company name, whatever you want me to write, on my T-shirt when I run.
Really?
So
sounds good.
Because I'm going to be in a lot of press. It's a lot of press pics and photos, and so the names will be everywhere. And you know me, I advertise everything, so I'll make sure that it's all over the place. Blabbermouth.
Well, that's
galore.
Cool, you know. But why didn't you give yourself more time to raise the money?
Because it was due Friday, and I just found out about it.
Oh, you just found out about it.
Yeah, I just found out.
Wow.
So I know, I was like, I can do this. And I'm doing it.
It's cool. It's for a noble cause, too.
Yeah.
So it's amazing. Well, I salute you for that.
Thank you. Thank you.
It's cool to do things for other people.
It feels good. Yeah. It really does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I should do more of it.
Because you know what? It's karma,
Help my karma,
Yeah, but you did. You helped. So your karma is like going to come to you because you did, you contributed to it, yeah. You know? So, and you hear that everyone, it doesn't have to be $100. It could be $5. Right. Every dollar counts, and it's also your karma. So if anyone out there is listening and you want to donate, yeah. You can go to crowdrise.com/Bridgetta. You hear that?
Crowdrise?
Crowdrise. CrowdRise.com/BRIDGETTA.
Okay, sounds good. And if you don't remember that, go to Bridgetta's Facebook or Twitter pages and you'll find it there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. And do contribute more than $5.
I mean, you know. You should.
Yeah.
But there's some people that are really poor out there, and I understand like every dollar.
Yeah, but they want to help and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're right.
So you know what? If you can do $5, $10, I totally understand. If you can do more, you're amazing.
Yeah.
You know, and to those that can, awesome. And if you've got a company you want to promote or whatever, I'll do it.
Yeah.
Just help us out.
I'll whore myself out.
OMG.
Well, that's amazing. So now the marathon, is that a full marathon or half a marathon?
You can do a full marathon or you can do the half marathon. I'm going to do the half because I haven't been training because I just found out about it. If I had been training, I would do the full.
Really? You think you could?
Yeah, I think I could. If I was training, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. But I mean, I've just started training and such, so there's no way. Yeah. You know, I can do, the half, or it's a 5K, actually, I think is what this one is. And that's easy. That's nothing to me. Mm. I run that in miles closed.
Yeah.
So I'm going to do it.
That's
It'll be
true.
Fine.
It's not really a marathon if it's 5K, you know?
Yeah,
I mean, that's less than 5 miles.
Yeah. Well, there's the LA Marathon is on Sunday, I believe. And then I think that's how it goes. And then Saturday, the day that I'm doing it, is the 5K or whatever. So
I see. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay,
so
cool.
So it's still a ton of press and a lot going, you know, be
yeah,
out there.
Yeah, yeah. And you don't have to kill yourself over it. You
yeah. Know? It's around Dodger Stadium, too, so it'll be cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'll be nice.
It'll be fun. It's something to look forward to, and, you know, it's for a great cause, like I said. So
yeah.
Makes me feel good. Makes my insides feel good.
Good for you.
That sounds
wonderful.
Weird. Okay.
So we don't have a guest today, but you're saying someone might call in?
Yeah, well, he was supposed to come in today, and then he's saying he needs to switch to tomorrow. But so what he is, he's awesome. It's called Atria Collection or Sexia Clothes. And I've actually was their model for 10 years.
Really?
Yeah, wow. Been their model for 10 years. And well, the first couple of years when I moved here, I met them, and I was their model for their website and all their clothes. And they have the best designer gowns you can imagine. They're so amazing. And now he's they're huge. They got on Gossip Girl this season. They were worn by the main characters in Gossip Girl. They recently were on Housewives of Beverly Hills. They're on I can't even remember other shows, but huge shows they're getting.
Right.
I think Vampire Diaries might have been one. And I can't remember what else, but their gowns are amazing. Oscars are coming up. I wear their gowns every year to the Oscar events. And they're gorgeous. And he's great for me. He's like my own designer in a way. Like anything that I want, I can say, I saw this dress, you know, that's $1 million and I can't afford it. Can you copy it and make it a version for me? And he will and makes it a cheaper version. He's awesome.
Really?
And they're local LA.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I freaking love him.
Yeah.
So he's really cool, and I'm going to work on another, my own line, a sports line soon, and so I'm talking to him about that. But they have, like, you know, outfits to go out, like cute dresses to go out in, but most of all, they're like top designer. They're amazing, and they're not that expensive for, you know, for here, they're a couple $100. So that's nothing, you know.
Yeah, for a gown.
Yeah, for a gown.
No,
so
it's nothing.
I'll be going down there actually later on today to pick out my gown for the Oscar event this weekend. So he's going to call in and tell us about the Oscar trends and how he got started. And he's blowing up. Like, he's blowing up. Like, people are wearing him everywhere now.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
You amaze me how you get stuff all over the place.
I know. I started promoting him a couple years, like 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Well, actually, I was promoting it more so the past couple years. And now he's everywhere, and he's getting on all kinds of shows, and they're blowing up.
Nice.
I was like, don't forget me.
Yeah.
You know, I helped. Anyway. So,
you did help.
Yeah. So he'll either be calling in today, or he might just call in tomorrow.
Yeah.
Which will be weird because we have two guests tomorrow. But he's leaving. He's going to China on Friday, and he's gone. So
okay. Well.
We'll take it as it is.
Yeah. Whatever
we'll see.
Happens.
Yeah.
Now, we're talking about the Oscars. Do you have any predictions as to who is going to win? And do you care?
You know, I have, that's one thing. I normally pay attention to all this, and I have not paid attention this year. I have no idea.
I know.
What about you?
There's a lot of good films, but I haven't seen most of them. In fact, I haven't seen
any of them. Neither. I know.
Oh, we have.
That's really bad, huh?
I know. Well, The Help is listed here, and we're going to watch that. We have it on DVD from Netflix, and it's waiting for us to watch. So let's say I'll see that one. But The Artist, definitely not. That's like a silent black and white film.
Everyone keeps talking about The Artist. And actually, my girlfriend just did a spoof on The Artist the other day. And I guess for a commercial for something. And she looks like the main character in The Artist, so everyone's talking about it. And I'm like, what the hell is The Artist? I never even heard of it.
Yeah.
I know, that's really bad, but...
There's a lot of hoopla about this movie, and they think it's going to do very well. They think it's going to win.
I guess. I have respect for silent films. I think that's cool. It's art.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly, but it's too artsy.
Yeah, I mean, I'll watch it, but I have no idea what's going on right now.
Yeah.
Which is really bad, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
We have The Descendants with George Clooney.
Okay.
And that one they said was a pretty good movie. So.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot I wanted to see that.
The one that takes place in Hawaii with his family.
Okay.
Extremely Loud and Incredibly Close. That's with Tom Hanks and Sandra Bullock, I believe.
He's always
and that's
awesome.
Like a, it's a 9/11 type of a movie.
Oh, that seems...
Yeah, so it
I
seems
just don't
pretty
want to be
cool.
Depressed.
I know.
I'm like, who
well, maybe,
is
Well, maybe it's not depressing. Maybe it has like a...
How can it not be depressing if it's 9/11?
Well, you know, if they survived and, you know, but...
I guess. Yeah.
I think he dies or something. I don't know.
Oh.
I don't know. I haven't seen it.
Oh,
then we have
awesome.
The Help, of course, and everybody just raves about this movie.
Oh, that I did see. That was amazing.
Did you see The Help?
I really, really liked The Help. I thought it was fantastic.
Yeah.
I really, really did.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to watching that. It's just I've been too busy. But
yeah,
we'll watch that. I'll give you the report.
Okay.
Then we have Hugo, which is a Martin Scorsese movie.
It's got these rants and raves about it, and everyone I know that saw it said it was boring.
Really?
Yeah.
It sucked, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. I know. It didn't get great reviews either. I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't think it did.
I don't know.
Yeah. But Scorsese, you know.
It's
Scorsese.
He makes good films. Exactly.
And didn't he finally get to win last year? After all these years, he's always been nominated, but never won anything. I think last year he won. I can't remember what movie it was.
I feel like you're right, but see, this is when I don't pay attention and I was, you know, off gallivanting or drinking.
I know.
I think I went to the bar at that time.
I know. I don't really, you know, I mean, the Oscars, I just go back and forth. I just kind of catch parts of it. You know, I can't sit through a 3-hour award show. It's just too much.
It is too much. And then when they have a bar there, it's like, if it was dinner in a bar, so. Why not? I'm not drinking right now. So I guess I'm not drinking this weekend. It'll be interesting.
Yeah.
It'll be like a whole new world.
Yeah.
I actually might pay attention. And then I'll be like, damn it, I wish I had a drink right now.
So it's not hard for you to do this? I mean, because
no.
You're used to drinking, right? You like to drink.
I like to. I really do. I mean, it's fun.
Right.
But no, it's not a big deal. It's not like I'm addicted or anything. It's not a big deal. I just feel like being healthy right now. I go through stages like that.
Really?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
I didn't drink for like a whole year, like a couple years ago. It's just.
Really?
Didn't appeal to me.
Good for you. So you have strong will.
Oh,
willpower.
Yeah. Oh, I'm like hard-headed. Come on, really? When I make up my mind, that's it.
Yeah.
So
good for you.
That's when I put my energy or my brain to something, I do it. Like this, you know, I'm like working out constantly every day and not drinking and being healthy and just like, you know, like raising the money. Like I decided yesterday I was going to do it and I'm doing it.
Yeah.
Like I'm unstoppable.
Yeah. That's the way to accomplish things.
Yeah.
You know, my friends, to actually do it. And just talk about it.
My friends call me a juggernaut. You know what that is? An indestructible force of nature.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah. So.
Okay, that you are, I guess. All right, the next one is Woody Allen's movie Midnight in Paris.
Oh.
I heard that's pretty good.
Sounds cool.
I'm not crazy about him, but...
Most people aren't, actually.
Yeah, because he was a nasty little man.
Was he?
Who stole his stepdaughter from his wife.
Oh, that's right.
Remember
that? That's pretty gnarly, actually.
Yeah, yeah. And I think that kind of stained him for life.
Probably so. I mean, that kind of sounds gnarly. I mean, you steal, like, your kid.
Yeah, I mean, she was, like, so young. Who knows? I can't even remember how old she was.
Are they still married?
Yeah.
Oh, well, then, you know what? There you go.
It's okay.
I mean, it is kind of fucked up in a way if you think about it. Like, when you marry someone, you're kind of taking in their kids.
Right.
You know, you're taking in their kids. They're supposed to be your kids.
Yeah, they trust you.
Yeah, and if you kind of make a move on the kid, that's just weird. Really weird. But, I mean, if they're still married, how long's that been? 10 years?
Even more, I think.
More? So, yeah. Then, you know what? It was meant to be.
I guess.
It's really weird, but hey. Yeah.
I guess he saw something he liked and went after it.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, there you go. There you go. An indestructible force of nature.
Yeah. Yeah. And then there's Moneyball. Is that with Brad Pitt? I think that's with Brad Pitt.
Oh, I did want to see that.
And the Tree of Life, I think, is also with Brad Pitt.
That sounds awesome, actually. The Tree of Life.
Yeah.
Sounds really cool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I need to learn how to like dramas more. I'm not that crazy about drama.
You know? No.
But I'm getting tired of all these blow everything up kind of movies too.
I've had that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I have to say that if it's blow it up, I'm all about it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But it's got to have a plot, right? I mean, you know, you don't want just like, you know, movies with I don't know, with The Rock and things like that. I mean, it's not like they're boring. They're for kids.
No.
No.
I go to the movies. Actually, if I'm going to the movies, I'm going to see, because I want to see the effects.
Right.
I want to hear, you know, the crazy effects. I want to see the visual effects. If I'm going to a movie, I want it to be like blowing up, you know, Matrix kind of thing.
Yeah. You see, Matrix, I love.
Yeah.
That's my favorite movie.
Or really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Matrix. I must have seen it like 8 times.
A lot of guys like that.
Yeah. Because it makes you think a lot, you know? And the effects are just so cool.
Yeah.
You know?
I like that. And then it's like, what was the other stuff? I can't remember what the hell it is. The Animal One, The Other Planet. Mm-hmm. What was it called?
The what? The Animal One?
It was like Zoe, whatever her name, Zoe Saldana. You know what I'm talking about?
No, I really don't.
When they were like blue. All right. Anyway, anyone who's listening to me, they know.
Avatar?
Yeah, thank you.
Okay.
So that was amazing.
Yeah.
You know, seeing those kind of movies or blow 'em up movies, I'm going to the theater to watch it.
Yeah.
If it's a romantic comedy, not going to the movies unless I'm going on a date.
Yeah.
But otherwise, not going to the movies because why? There's no visual effects, special effects.
Will you see it on video, though?
Watch it at home.
Yeah.
Absolutely, I'll watch it.
Yeah.
I love romantic comedies. I love comedies in general.
Yeah.
I want to laugh. I want to feel good.
Yeah.
You know? But I'll most more than likely watch them at home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know there's not a lot of great comedies, though. You know, I mean, they try to bring back Eddie Murphy and stuff, and he's just not funny anymore. You know? And and then you have a lot of comedians who are really funny, but in the movies, they're not.
Yeah.
You know, they're just like, they suck.
Well, because they're not, it's a script. They have to go by the script. I mean, they have a little leeway, but, you know, it's the writers of the script, so.
Yeah.
There's been some funny things. There's a lot of good funny movies out there.
But they're not that funny.
Oh, my God. Have you seen?
Which one is funny? The Hangover? You like that one?
No, I didn't like that. I hated it.
Yeah.
But the Hot Tub Time Machine was funny.
Yeah, that was kind of weird, huh?
I liked it. It was pretty funny.
The whole thing.
Yeah. Have you seen
It was funny stupid, though. It was stupid funny.
But I like that. It's like, it makes me funny. It's, I don't know.
Okay.
Have you seen Friends with Benefits?
Yes.
See, that was amazing.
Did you like
it? It was so funny. With Mila Kunis and Justin Timberlake, their chemistry.
I kind of watched it halfway and then I didn't watch it.
Their chemistry was so sexy.
Yeah?
It was, so sexy. Makes you wonder. I think they'd be good together in real life. But anyway, the amazing chemistry, and it was so cleverly written. It was funny because it's like, you know, in a way, when you're watching a movie like that, you kind of wish, like, I wish I had something like that in a way.
Right.
You know, when you're first hooking up with someone or talking to someone, it's like, you know, you're scared to say, touch me here, do this, do that. You know what I mean? And you can't really do that because they're like, what? What the hell's your deal? But if you're like friends with someone and then you go and you hook up and it's just a friends with benefits thing, you can actually be like, because you're friends with them, you know them. Don't do that. Touch me here. I don't like that. Do this, do that. It's kind of funny.
Yeah.
You're not hurting anyone's feelings.
I wonder how often it works, though. You know? I mean, because I know I had a friend, a female friend, a long time ago, And we were really good friends, you know. We spent a lot of time. And finally, we ended up going to bed because she said that she wanted to all this time.
Yeah.
I never even thought about it. I was reluctant, believe it or not. Yeah.
Interesting.
And because of the friendship, you know, I thought it'd be kind of weird. So we finally did it.
Mm-hmm.
And sure enough, the friendship ended after that. You know, mm-hmm. It just wasn't the same anymore.
Well, you got to both be on the same level.
Yeah.
You know, and I have slept with a lot of my friends. I mean, a lot of it the time is, I don't know.
So they were friends first, and then you slept with them? Or was it the other way around?
The other way around.
Yeah.
You know what's weird? I wind up dating or trying to see, and then it doesn't work out, so we become friends.
Yeah.
But then it's also, there's been a few, very few, where I'm like, I wonder. And we're like, yeah, we wonder. And then we just do it, and we talk about it first to make sure, like, actually it's only been like, maybe a couple of people, like two or three people that I've done that with.
Yeah.
We talk about it first, and it's like, okay, you're just friends. Let's just see. And then it happens, and you're like, oh, well, it didn't work out. So it's like, no, there's maybe like one friend or two friends that have been like, that was kind of cool.
Yeah. Hold that thought. We have a phone call. Maybe it's your guest. Who knows?
Maybe.
Yeah. Good morning. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi. Fred Maschietti's here.
Hi.
How are you?
Yay. I was just talking about how amazing your line was. Thanks for calling in.
Yes, thank you.
No problem.
Thanks
for having me.
Yeah.
What's the name again?
It's he's got Atria Collection and Sexia line is also one of it. But he's got the best, amazing designer dresses ever. He's just literally one of the best designers, and I've known him for I've known him for about 10 years.
Yeah.
And I wind up I was modeling for him originally, and then I wound up loving the line and just wearing them everywhere.
Yeah.
But
what is his name again, though?
This is Fred.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay.
Fred Maschietti.
Yes, Fred. Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
Sure. So you're getting ready for the Oscars, I understand.
Yes. Yeah. That's a big event for us.
Yeah.
It's coming up this Sunday, as everybody knows.
Right.
Yeah.
So describe what it is that you do. What makes you guys busy for the Oscars?
Everybody start getting dressed up for the Oscars, I guess. We have a complete line. We have a lot of beautiful gowns, embellished dresses, you have to see the actual line to see exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah, right. They're gorgeous.
Brigitta has sampled our dresses in many occasions. She's wore it in many red carpet events, it's been wonderful.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
So where can people see this? Do you have a website?
Yes.
We do have a website. It's www.atriaclothing.com.
Uh-huh.
Atria clothing.com.
Atria clothing.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And so.
Yeah, speaking of online.
And I've never actually asked you any of this, so now that we have you, it's like, how did you? It's cool. So like, how did you first get into designing dresses? I don't even know that.
I was doing interior designing in the beginning, and I started doing that in 1983. And my friends came up to me and said, "You dress so well. Why don't you start designing?" Mm-hmm. So I went to Fitem for 3-4 years. In 1986, I started designing. When I graduated, I started designing dresses and gowns for.
Right.
So that's how I started. It was really nice.
Yeah. You know what amazes me is that how many designers are men, you know, and they design for women, which is amazing.
I think it's great because you know the women's body.
You know what you'd like to see.
And there's definitely more... events and the women like to change a lot more often and want to be, you know, get dressed up a lot more than men do.
Yeah.
Right.
It's been like that, you know, forever.
Right.
So for every 10 store, woman's store, is a one man store. So it's right. definitely, you know, it's a way to go.
Right.
To be a, you know, woman's designer is a lot better.
Yeah.
Than men.
Yeah, obviously. Yeah. Now I'm checking out the website. You've got some beautiful gowns here.
They're amazing.
And they're like, you know, $150 to $180. I mean, that's not.
Yes. The prices are very well. I mean, it's, you know, it's affordable for everybody, and and the dresses are beautiful, and the fits are amazing.
Oh my God!
So I mean, and it's if they go on our Facebook, actually they can see a lot of Brigitte's wearing our dresses. She's on.
Yeah.
And you can see, you know, all of our dresses. You can see basically everything. It's.
Yeah, it's beautiful stuff. I mean, you know, you have very colorful dresses and I think each one of them is sexy.
Yes.
So,
and a new collection is coming up, which is we have a newer collection coming up by end of this month. So it's going to be up on our site. So.
Oh, yikes. That means I'm coming through.
You're coming through, Regina. Yeah. I got some beautiful dresses.
How do you keep up with the styles and such, and how do you come up with new designs and whatnot?
Well, the inspiration comes definitely from European designers, like Versace and Armani, and you have all the Zuhair Murad, and you have all, you know, all these European designers, which a lot of people they're following right now.
Mm-hmm.
But basically, I have my own design, and you know, you get a little inspiration from here and there, and it just that's what keeps you going, you know.
Right.
And it's really, you know, it's really fun. It's just fun to design.
Right.
I know, Brigitte, you've been to my design room many times.
Mm-hmm.
You know how it is.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
how long have you been doing this now?
We said 19.
I started 1985.
Oh wow! So that's been a while.
Yeah.
It's
27 years in April. Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah,
so
it's
you
been
must
a long
be
time.
Doing
yeah.
something right. Yeah.
Yeah.
And yeah, everybody, we're talking to Fred, and the website we're talking about is Atria Clothing, A-T-R-I-A clothing.com. And you guys can check it out while we're talking to Fred about this.
Yeah.
And you know, I mean, these are, you know, I don't know much about women's clothing, but I know I like these gowns. I like these dresses. You know?
Yeah. I'm glad you like them.
Yeah, I know.
Well, they've really been blowing up. You guys have been blowing up so much recently. And I think, like, you know, I started wearing a lot of them on the carpet, and you've got so many other people now involved, too. You guys I saw a dress on Gossip Girl, and you guys are also involved in a couple other shows now, too.
Yeah. Well, yeah, we do a lot of dresses for celebrities. We just did Snooki, actually. We did Charlize Theron. We did one of the few celebrities this last month. So we are getting up there. I mean, our dresses you cannot find anywhere in the world.
No, yeah, you can't.
We're one of a kind, and you know, nobody else has it. We design our own clothes, dresses, and you know, it's just amazing.
Yeah.
You know, if you want one of a kind dresses, Atria is the only place to go.
Yeah.
And it's great too, because it's like, no matter what size you are, you have a size pretty much, you know, for a lot of the sizes.
We do custom dresses. We do custom sizes. We do custom colors. You know, and we've been doing that for a while, and mm-hmm. it's been very successful for us. I mean, a lot of people want their own colors made, and they don't want, you know, they have their own size.
Yeah.
So we can do that too. I mean, they can they usually call us in, and they place orders through calling us, and mm-hmm. You know, it works both ways for customers and for us, you know, and it's been very successful for us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I see you also have a store, a physical store in LA.
Yes, we do have a big store in downtown Los Angeles, and you can come visit. It's on, it's located on Santee Street, 1125 South Santee Street.
Awesome.
And you can come, and we have a huge store. We can try the dresses on. You can order dresses. We do a lot of bridesmaids dresses. We do a lot of cocktail dresses. We have it all in there, basically.
They've got prom gowns. They've got, I mean, for
prom
all
gowns,
ages.
Yeah, it's for any event.
Any event.
We, you know. So, that's...
I'm looking at this dress on the main page with the blue and the black. I think I'm wearing that to the Oscars this weekend. FYI.
Awesome. Yeah, that's good. Yeah, that's a beautiful dress. That'll be definitely you.
Yeah,
the turquoise and black. And there's another one that I have that's not in. You can come and try it on.
Oh, well, see, I like that. He knows me well.
Yeah. And I noticed you have an online special, 20% off on all dresses.
Yes, right now we have an online special till end of this month.
Okay.
That's great.
Sounds good.
And if you want any dresses right now, it's 20% off. So that basically, you know, it's a great discount right now that we have online.
Yeah. And look at the dresses. I mean, he's got
thousands. I mean, if you walk into the store down there, there's literally walls.
Yeah, we have 25,000 dresses in the store.
Yeah.
Really?
25,000.
Wow. Yeah. 25,000 in the store. I mean, yeah, there's a huge store.
It's huge.
Right.
It's incredible.
So, I mean, we have 25, I mean, you have all sort of dresses, you know,
yeah.
I mean, short, long, cocktail dresses. We have dresses for any events, you know, so.
Even like, you know, just going out at night, they've even got some like, they're still very sexy and classy and, but more casual, like if you're just going to like a cocktail or like, you know, on a dinner date or something, they have from that to like drop down evening dresses. I mean, and they're so elaborate and different. Like everyone should definitely check out HR Clothing.
Right.
For sure.
And I see you even have plus sizes, so not all the models are size zero.
Yeah.
And it's pretty cool. Yeah.
Yeah, we do have plus sizes too.
Yeah.
And a lot of people will come in just for the plus sizes also because, you know, they want to get into our dresses. They want to feel sexy.
Right.
They want to wear the colors that we have. And we definitely accommodate to them, and we definitely, you know, make whatever they need.
Right.
And you're great too, and you're so great at looking at someone and saying that shape doesn't fit you. Let's try this dress because that's more flattering for you. So it's really like a whole experience when people come down to the store because they get all of that. And not to mention, like, for example, like, you know, if your butt, normally if you go to like, you know, a regular department store and your butt is too big to fit in certain dresses, you have to go up a size just for your butt, or your boobs are too small. It's like frumpy and they don't fit you right. But you can go down here and you will fit them perfectly.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Exactly. So come on down.
Okay, friend. Thank you so much, everybody. Check out atrclothing.com.
Yes.
And
check out their Facebook as well.
Yeah. And they definitely have, I mean, if I'm telling you they have impressive stuff, then they do.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right, Fred. All the best to you.
Thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
I'm coming down later.
It was great talking to you.
You
and
too.
Talk to you guys soon again.
All right. Take care.
Bye.
Bye.
You going there.
I am going there later. I am. Well, I got to get a dress for this weekend.
Uh-huh.
So, but he has, I mean, they've got so many amazing dresses and they really do cater to like you because it's like, it's the whole experience when you go down there. It's like you can just go to an apartment store and you can get a dress for $100-$200 or you can go downtown LA and parking can be a pain in the butt sometimes, but they do have a parking garage across the street and it's on Santee Street. And you go in there to HR Clothing and like you walk in and there are so many dresses, but you can go in and you have an idea of what you want. There's mannequins galore. You can say, I want this, I want that, or I'm thinking I want this. And they will literally cater to you and find the dress you want. And let's say, you know, your ass is too big. So you go up a size or your boobs are too big or whatever. And then they'll take it in for you right then and there.
Mm.
So it'll fit you and like, you know, or whatever it is, like it's just awesome. I love it. I love it. I have so much fun. It's like it's like a woman's playground.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah.
So you going to parties over the weekend, to Oscar parties and that?
I am. I'm going to the Night of 100 Stars on Sunday, and there's a couple different events, you know, throughout the weekend. Actually, starting tomorrow, I'll be going starting events tomorrow and throughout the weekends. It'll be so much
fun.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
You're so friggin' well connected. You know everybody.
I've been here for 10 years. But, you know, but it's.
So what? I've been here 35.
That's true.
I don't know half the people you do.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. I got lucky right away, too. Like I said, I used to work for Val Kilmer, and I was in the scene right away. And, you know, I had my own series and whatnot on DirecTV and everything.
Plus, you put yourself out there, though, you know?
Yeah.
That's the thing.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah.
That's what you got to do. Make people take notice of you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You got to do it. Anyway. But I'm excited. It'll be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we were talking about Friends with Benefits before he called.
Oh, yeah. Friends with Benefits.
And I don't understand how you can be friends with people and suddenly have sex with them unless you've wanted to all along, you know? But
I think that what it is you develop, you know, you can develop, there's a lot of friends that I would never in a million years. Like I said, it's only happened twice to me.
Oh,
really.
Okay.
Where it's like you're such good friends with that person and they've been there. You just develop this, you know, great relationship with them. And it's like, I wonder, you know? I just think that as you become closer and you get to know someone so much more, they become sexier in a way too, you know?
Yeah.
And like I said, but I have a lot of good guy friends that I would never, not at all. But one of mine is a best friend that I've had since I, you know, was growing up. Like, he has been my best friend since I was 2 years old. And we were just like, I wonder. And, you know, and it was fun. And we're like, oh, that's cool. You know, because we've known each other forever. But we've known each other for so long that it's not a big deal. And another friend that happened with, and whatever, it was fun. And we were like, cool. Now that that's over with, awesome.
Yeah.
That was fun.
So it was just one time, and then you go back to your friendship?
We got back to our friendship, but no, it wasn't just one time.
Okay.
But, but you go back to your friendship, and you're fine.
Yeah.
And it's not a big deal. You know, whatever.
Yeah.
You can't
do
that.
Well, that's good if you can separate those things.
Yeah.
I don't know if I could, you know.
And I guess that's too why, like, I don't know. I find that recently anyone that I'm interested in, you know, normally you just, I don't know, I jump right into things sometimes. I don't know what it is or why I do that, but I'm like, I want it and I want it now.
Yeah.
And I don't think about it. And I dive into anything. That's just what I do. I dive in, you know, like raising money for this. I dive into it, you know, working out. I dive into it. And it's like, oh, I meet someone who's really cool and interesting. I dive into it. Mm. And I don't always think, you shouldn't do that. Slow down. I'm like, no, I don't want to slow down. I want it now. I want it now. Like, why not? Let's have fun.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't think just like how other people don't want to do that, especially now. I think as I'm getting older and I'm also dating or looking for someone who's more together and older as well. I think that everyone wants to take it slow, and I should. I need to learn patience.
Yeah.
And I need to learn to take things slow, and I don't always do that, and that's my downfall.
Yeah.
But
you
I'm
see,
learning.
I can see if you start off as lovers and then become friends. I mean, that makes sense.
Right.
But the other way around, it's kind of like it's strange. I mean.
Yeah.
You know. But I mean, I will accept it. I mean, if you say it worked for you and. You know,
okay.
So I guess it does work.
So what about, like, if you meet someone and you hook up with them right away? We talked this before a long time ago. If you hook up with them right away, but you like them for, like, you know, you're considering them, dating them.
Right.
But you hook up drunk or whatever at first right away. I don't see it being a problem moving from that and being like, whoops, that was fun.
Yeah.
Okay, whatever. You know, most guys I'm finding now... Like, or older guys, I'm finding that they're not so cool with that.
Really?
I don't, yeah.
Why?
Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I don't know. I mean, that's beyond me. I mean, I guess because if you, I don't know. I'm just going to stop because I have no idea.
Okay.
I'm not even going to try and put words in anyone's mouth because I just don't know. But I think, like, if you have a good time with someone, you don't plan it happening. It just happens. And you're like,
yes.
Whoops, that was fun. Well, whatever. It was fun. Who cares? Let's, like, hang out more still,
yeah.
You know? Or continue, like, going on dates and dating or whatever. But, I don't know.
Well, you know, whatever works.
I don't know. Anyway, I'm done the whole dating scene for right now.
Really?
Yes, I am. I'm done.
You've been burned.
I'm just so sick of, like, I don't want to play freaking games.
Yeah.
I'm tired of games.
Then don't hang out with people that play games. Not everybody does.
What? True. But I feel like even if I find someone that I think doesn't, it's just like, really, you know, I hate being ignored. My biggest thing is I hate being ignored.
Yeah.
My biggest pet peeve.
Well, yeah. I mean, who likes being ignored, you know? But
yeah.
Probably from childhood something happened, right? We were talking about silent treatments and shit.
Damn it. I don't know. Maybe because I was an only child for 6 years until my brother and sister came along. And I was a spoiled brat for 6 years. And I guess, you know, I had everyone's attention and then all of a sudden I didn't.
Right.
So maybe that's what it is.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But and my mother paid, you know, she was a stay-at-home mom. She paid so much attention to us. So I don't know what it is. I just don't, it's a respect thing too. Like, I don't ignore you. Don't ignore me.
Yeah.
I text you, text me back.
Yeah.
You know, even friends, it irritates the shit out of me when I know your phone is there and you don't text me back.
Yeah.
You know, I can't explain to you. My old roommate was like that. And my other good friend is like that. And I want to just die. I'm like, and then I'll be annoying. Then I start getting annoying because I know I can be because they're my friends. And I'm like, just text me back, damn it.
Yeah. I know. Or, you know, friends where you're always the one that's making the call.
I always
and
am.
Initialize, yeah. You know, initiate whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like that, you know?
It's annoying.
Yeah. I'm very picky with friends and stuff. That's why I don't have a lot of but yeah, I mean, I won't settle for games and bullshit.
Yeah.
You know?
But
it's got to be mutual. It's got to be 50-50. And if you can't handle it, go find somebody else.
I agree. But I also like being on the ignored thing. It's like, if you have even if you don't know someone that well, but you shared a moment or whatever, at least have a respect for someone to write back. And even if you don't want to be friends anymore or don't want to hang out anymore, you can literally, it's just respect for humanity.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's also like, I don't know. It's just fucked up.
Yeah, I think if you have respect for yourself, then you respect other people.
I think so. And it's like, and if you're ignored, then it's just, I don't know. It's just really rude. It's just rude. I don't know. I get my feelings hurt easily. Even though I act like I don't, I do. So it really bothers me when people don't respond. It really does.
But you got to move on. Why didn't you just say fuck it and move on?
Yeah, because I do take things to heart. Because I want everyone to like, I want to be friends with everyone. I want to like everyone. I want everyone to like me in a way. Well, actually, not everyone. Certain people that I invite in my circle. And otherwise, I don't give a shit. You know, I really don't. But it's like if I opened up to you in any way, I expect respect back in a way. And I just, I'm trying to like say something and I shouldn't be because I'm half-ass saying it. So
yeah, then don't say it. It's fine.
Stop. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, I'm done with the dating scene for now.
Yeah.
But I'm focusing on me.
Good. So, that's the way to do it, you know? And if something comes along that's good, then just go along with it, you know? But don't go looking for it.
No, I'm not.
Yeah.
And I don't ever.
Yeah.
It always smacks me right in the face.
I'm sure, yeah. I mean, the thing is, you know, as a woman and as an attractive woman, you never have to really work hard, you know? It finds you.
It does, but in the way it's also, you have a lot of, like, you know, I have to be careful, too. Like, I honestly am not looking just to, like, for just like one night stands or anything like that, or like little, you know, I don't need that. I want I actually do want to like find someone who's like cool to hang out with.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it's going to be like the one eventually. Yeah. I do want to find that one, but I do want to find, I'd rather like just hang out with someone and just, you know, chill and watch movie nights and whatever not.
Yeah. Yeah. That's funny how, you know, married people want to be single, single people want to be married. I mean, what the hell is this about?
I don't know.
Nobody's happy.
I don't know.
Everybody wants what the other person has.
This is true.
Yeah.
This is so true. But, yeah, I'm tired of fucking games. And children. That's another thing. Whoever I date next has to be older than me.
Yeah.
But then, you know, you try that. But then, I guess, I don't know. They have to be older.
What age group do you usually date?
It depends. It's usually my connection with someone. It doesn't matter what age it is.
Right.
I found more recently I date 35 to 40-ish, like 42.
Right.
You know? I like guys that are older. I like guys in their 40s.
Right.
I feel like they have more to offer. They've been through their shit. They know who they are. They're more settled in their lives. And they kind of, they just, you know, they're so done with the bullshit.
Yeah,
like they're ready to like find that person. But then again, I also find that I don't know, they've been burned by people.
Yeah.
It's happened a couple of times. Like they've been through shitty relationships and then they hold a grudge on you. So it's like this, I don't know, it's catch 22.
Yeah.
You know? I don't know. I never find the right one, so whatever.
You will. It's just a question of time. Just, you know, I mean, keep moving. It seems like you're living a full life.
Switching to chicks. Switching to chicks.
Yeah.
And they're crazy.
Yeah. Now, before we get to the chicks, I wanted to ask you, do you ever date guys in their 20s?
I have.
Yeah.
The youngest I ever dated, he was really a lot younger than me. And we're still really great friends.
Mm.
And he is dear to my heart. very dear to me. But yeah, we're on separate paths right now.
Yeah.
But and you know, I have, but I feel like okay. Another thing is age 28. I don't know what it is, but anyone who's 28 years old is going through a change in their life. Like, I'm not kidding. It's a career change, or it's like they don't know who they are. They're not settled yet. They're still figuring it out. And 28, for whatever reason, is the year where it's like not a midlife, but like a semi-midlife. And it's like everything's changing and they're players. And so if you ever date anyone until when they're 28, like just know that it's not going to last. It will not last. It's happened like 5 or 6 times.
Really?
I will never date anyone who's 28 ever, ever again. Like, come back to me when you're 30.
So it's a bad age.
Oh, my God. It's
dating.
Horrible.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, so what about women? I mean, because you've mentioned it a couple times.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, are you open to that, or is it something you fantasize about?
I don't know if I would date a woman because they're fucking crazy.
Yeah.
But
you would have sex with one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why not?
Have you?
Yep.
It seems like many women have, you know.
I mean,
it's an attraction. Everybody's attracted to a beautiful woman, you know.
Whether
it's a guy or a girl.
I blame one of my girlfriends. Who,
really?
I mean, well, you know, and I've had experiences in the past when I was really fucked up, and I blame a girlfriend of mine who I actually met her when I was fucked up in Vegas, and it was a one night stand with her that turned into a friendship, and she's one of my close friends. And we were kind of dating, you know, we were kind of dating for a minute, but
was she a lesbian?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'm not. And so it was too much for me.
Right.
And I was kind of like, no. And it freaked me out.
Because it's like a lifestyle. It's not just the sex.
Yeah. It freaked me out. And it was too much, too soon. And just totally, I guess that's how guys feel. Damn. I should take my own advice. Damn. Yeah. It was way too much too soon. And I freaked out. And we wound up having to not talk for a while because I guess I hurt her feelings a little bit. And then we, you know, we're fine. And I've hooked up with her. And we went through our little hookup stages. And that was fun. And so she kind of introduced me into a whole new world. And I've had my hookups.
Yeah.
You know,
cool.
and whatever. And
so,
it's fun.
But you still prefer guys, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
So you'll spend like some nights or some time with a woman, but you wouldn't want to have a relationship with her.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I don't think
so. Yeah, because you're not a lesbian.
No.
I mean, you maybe bisexual or maybe...
It's kind of like, it's sexy, you know? And if I also, you know, if I'm with a guy, you know, I might want to bring a girl in eventually. So know that.
Wow.
But would you, I mean...
That would be a very lucky guy to try it out loud. I think it should be one of the requirements when you marry a woman.
Yeah.
That you bring another woman into the
I'm not saying right away because that would cause problems. But eventually, like, spice it up, you know? And I have no problems with that. I really don't. As long as I'm bringing someone in.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's whatever.
Really?
Yeah.
You don't mind it?
No.
Wow.
Mm-mm. Not at all. I find it sexy. I find it, you know, I think that...
So
women are attracted to.
But even if you're in love with a guy, it wouldn't bother you?
No.
Really?
If I was completely in love with someone, we know that our love is, you know, above all.
Yeah.
And...
But you're sitting there and he's banging this other chick. You know, I mean, how easy is that to handle? I don't know.
Yeah, but it's just
but
sex.
Yeah, I guess you guys figure that you're both enjoying her. And
we're both enjoying it.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd be doing it too.
Yeah,
so,
right.
You know, and we're both doing it together. If I'm initiating it, then it's okay. If you're initiating it, there's a problem.
The double standard world that is...
Yeah, but it's like, then I... But I mean, I don't know. I guess it's a touchy subject. But if you know that you guys are completely amazing together... And you want to spice it up. That way it prevents from cheating. You know, it prevents, like, if you're in a relationship for 10, you're married to someone for 10 years, it's going to get like, okay, a little, you need to spice it up here and there. You know?
No, you do. But I don't know that this is the way to do it. You know?
But I'm attracted to women too. So I don't mind.
Right.
You know, and I'd be like, cool, let's do it.
I guess. Yeah. I guess.
I'm sharing it together.
Because you're looking at it as something that you're both sharing and not just you bringing the woman for him.
Right. It's an experience kind of thing. And it can only be when you're both together. It can't be, I mean, if they veer off afterwards, that's fucked up.
Yeah.
And it would have to, you know, I would have to be someone I think that you're not, that you don't personally know, because then it could cause issues, I think.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So.
That's true. So with a stranger.
Right.
Mm.
Well, yeah.
Definitely.
Pick them out.
A thing that makes
me
go,
Celebrities do it all the time. Yeah. I have a lot of friends that I know that are celebrities that invite people in. I have a lot of friends that I know that have been invited in by celebrities.
Wow.
To spice it up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow.
Not a big deal.
Sounds interesting.
Yeah.
I'll have to find that circle and hang out there for a while.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we are out of time. Brigetta, thank you so much, as always.
Yes.
For making the effort to get up in the morning. Because God knows it's hard for me.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'm working out, so it's good.
Yeah.
But tomorrow we have Angie Cron, who's coming in. She's a local artist. She's got an art show tomorrow night, and she's going to come in, and she's really cute and fun. And,
interesting. Cool.
Yeah. She'll talk about her art.
Sounds good.
Awesome.
Okay. Thanks, everybody, for listening. We'll see you all tomorrow.
See you mañana.
You have been listening to Sam in the Morning with Brigetta, which airs every Monday through Friday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Sam in the Morning with Brigetta is an LA Talk Radio production where we say what we want.